1-0 at the 3:34 mark. Again, Les Brunson and Watson get the assists on Alex Smith's 7th of the season. And didn't take long for Reed Sturrows to make it 2-0 Michigan Tech.
And the loose puck goes over to the far side. 1-0 Michigan Tech. Across the line, Michigan Tech will bounce it in. Getting down there is Hannah. Quick pass in the front. Scores! Hannah busted his tail down to the left wing corner and sent it right in front for Reed Sturrows, who made no mistake. Top shelf, the Huskies up 2-0.
Asked Reed Sturrows about that. He said he was not calling for that puck, and he was amazed. He was amazed how Hannah got it right to him like that.
Well, you could tell as soon as Hannah was going for the puck, he had a play in mind. He knew exactly what he was going to do and what was going on, and that's the competitor that Shane is, and the hustle to beat their guy to the puck and then have the skill, I'll call it skill, to make a play like that. When you're going full speed towards the end wall, and you really have to make a perfect pass on that play, which he did, and Reed was the recipient. And boy, how well is Shane Hanna playing, and how well Reed Sturrows, our seniors, are playing.
Yeah, Jake Jackson gets the other assist on that goal. Reed Sturrows is 9th of the season. But the Lakers get right back in the game at the 7:28 mark. Mitch Hultz redirects a shot from Sackerman from the point, and it gets in.
Did not make it there. Toro will hold it in at the left point. Slides it over there. Back down low, shot taken, tipped and scored. What a nice play by the Lake State Lakers. Shot from the point by Aiden Wright, tipped in front, and Hultz will get credit for the goal, and it's a 2-1 score.
And that was Sacramento who took the shot, not Wright, but they went low to high on that one, Coach, I think, right before
they did. I didn't like that goal. We just got out of position and a little confused in our zone. I mean, we have to block the shot. We have to play our position. Sometimes guys get, they're so competitive, they try to do too much and do, two different players' jobs instead of just caring about their own situation. And then, we didn't box out. We didn't get the stick in front. So I didn't like that goal. I mean, that's, you don't want to give them a life. And they made a nice play. I'll give them credit. But still, we could have played that much better.
I think this turned out to be one of the big goals of the game, coming back and getting that two-goal lead again. Alex Gillies with a remarkable backhand shot.
Gillies and Smith down low. Smith has it on his backhand. Being watched carefully there by Bendulis. Back to the point, Reinke. In front there for Les Brunson. Backhand to the front. Here's a shot and a score! Oh, Gillies with the goal! He was tied up on the play, and he still found a way to put it in. And another great pass play by Joel Les Brunson and the Huskies.
Second assist of the game for Joel Les Brunson.
Well, it was. It was a real nice play. We practice some of that offensive zone, what we call layering, and one of our forwards pops pretty high in the offensive zone, which Joel did. So we're trying to get people away from the net, try to draw their defense out a little bit. And Alex was left in a one-on-one situation in front of the net. And he just out-muscled the guy. The guy had him tied up a little bit, but Alex got free. And what I like about it is the good, quick shot, and it's a backhand. And how many times, when's the last time you saw a backhand goal, Dirk?
a backhand like that.
A shot.
Slipping between the legs and stuff like that.
Right,
we've seen those, but not many like that.
Like a shot from the slot. Yeah. And he had some mustard on it because it was in and out of that net, and a big goal, and good for Alex. And that line with Alex Smith and Joel Les Brunson and Alex Gillies has started to play extremely well for us. Got a little bit of everything. Got a little tenacity. You got some size. You got some speed. You got some strength. You got some goal scoring. You got some defensive responsibility on the line. That line could be very effective going forward for us.
It was amazing to me. I asked Alex if it had gone off the defender's stick to get that much height. He said, nope, that was right off my stick. I said, it's pretty impressive.
Well, he's a strong guy, and he's a good player. He's got skill. Like, I don't think Alex Gill has realized how good he can be. Yeah. If he really commits himself every day and every weekend, he can be a really good player, much better player than he's showing right now. I mean, he's playing well, but there's still a lot of untapped potential in that young man. And that's a good and a bad thing. It's good because, we can keep pushing him. He's got a chance to be really good, but you want that more and sooner than we've seen maybe. But he's come off injury. He's had an injury-filled year at times, and he's finally healthy and I think feeling good.
One of the big topics Saturday, I think, at the coffee shops and everything was this power play goal the puck movement by the Huskies with Reinke getting the goal.
Hannah over to the left side, switches with Reinke. Now for Lucchini, picks it up off the wall. And the Huskies have it at the point. Here's a shot by Reinke. Score!
It's amazing, too. There was a guy, I don't remember what defenseman it was for the Lakers, got down and went down to block that shot. And I asked Ranky before Saturday night's game, I said, did that go over him? Did it go around him? Where did the puck go? He goes, I don't even know, but he knows that there was a guy
there.
Oh,
no, yeah, it went over him. If you got a – we didn't have a really good camera angle on him, but if you did – you could see, I mean, he put that right upstairs in the shelf, and a lot of good things happen on the play, and it's got to start with a lot of things. Good puck movement to get them run around, and if you for some reason did not come to Friday's game, if you had a prior commitment or something else was going on, you probably missed one of the best periods that mm-hmm. we've played all year. And I encourage you to get your tickets for this weekend, because these guys will be ready to play. And you will see puck movement like that. I mean, that was probably the best power play, the movement we've had all year. And Gary Tkachuk did a good job this week. We spent more time on our power play, and the movement was great. But a lot of things happen. You need to have a good pass on that. Shane Hanna makes a great pass. Tommy Beretta does a really nice job in front of the goalie, screening him so he can't pick it up. And then, obviously, the skill of the shot and where you put it is huge. But I'd encourage you to get your tickets now. Remember, season ticket holders, you have until Wednesday
at noon
to make sure that you get your seats if you want them. If not, they'll be turned over to the general public. But I'd encourage you, it's going to be a great weekend of hockey, is to go out and get your tickets. I don't know how much is going on around the Copper Country this weekend, but I know there's a lot last weekend, but get your tickets for Friday and Saturday night. You're going to see some outstanding hockey, especially now in the playoffs. This is when it gets really good. You know, if you lose, you're done. You go home. And the intensity and the pressure and everything. You could just see even our team, Dirk, how much more they ratcheted up even from the last couple of weeks. So get your tickets. But big goal, great movement, huge goal.
That made it 4-1 at the time. Jake Jackson gets his first of two.
And it's a 4-1 lead for Michigan Tech. And here comes Reed Sturrows looking for more. Drop pass there. Here's a chance for Jackson. Scores! Jake Jackson with a pass from Reed Sturrows. And he makes a great move. And beats Mayfield. And the Huskies are up 5-1. Jackson able to get it up to center ice. Humitz will come back and help out his defense. And he turns it over, though. Sturrows has it. Trying to hand it off to Neville. Gets it down low for Neville. Neville takes it out. Wrap around attempt. Scores! Jackson is second in the game. Neville brought it around on the wraparound attempt. No way that goaltender Kassov was going to get over there on the play.
Jackson with two goals, and the Lakers had scored one in between there to make it a 4-2 game at one point, then 5-2, and then that made it 6-2. And then you look at the shots again, Coach, in the periods, 19-10, 17-4, and then we go to that third period, 15-4, only giving up four shots again.
And that's what I like about it, only eight shots against the last two periods. We outshot them, I think, 32-8 over the last two periods, and that's good. And part of that, you know, you can discourage a team, and maybe they were a little discouraged even though they came out with that push in the third period. But Jake Jackson's really finding his stride. I mean, he has that speed. You give him a little bench, even on his first goal. There wasn't much room. It was a little bit of a turnover, but because of his speed, you can't catch him. And he's so fast across the net from post to post that a goalie, I mean, he just goes across that net, and the goalie can't get over there in time. I mean, he'd slid that in, no problem. And then, obviously, the sixth goal, Mike Neville. I can't say enough about Mike and his play and, you know, his commitment to team defense and the penalty killing. And then, you know, now offensively, and we've always talked about him trying to get him more involved in the offense because he can, and makes a nice play to Jake.
You talk about Jackson, not only the speed, but he's got the size, too, to back
Well, he's strong. You can't yeah. – the goal on – the first goal on Saturday, which we'll talk about, is you can see it. I've watched it a number of times. Their player – it's pretty good position. He cuts him off from going in front, but Jake is so strong. This guy can't knock him off his feet, and he actually goes down and enables Jake to stay with the play and make a great play. But we'll talk about Saturday's game then. But that's getting back to your fact where he's not only fast, but he's, you know, he's a couple hundred pounds. So you can be fast in 150 like little Gouldie, but if you're 200 pounds and move like he does, then you get a chance to be a special player.
Gage Torrell and Gus Coriele score in the third period. I know you didn't like either of those goals.
I did not like either one of those goals, and that's all I'm going to say about it. Okay. Unless someone has a question later.
All right, final shots, 51-18 in favor of the Huskies. 1-for-3 on the power play. Lake State was 1-for-3 on the man advantage, but they're one of their goals on the 5-on-3 power play. And the Huskies get game one. So important to win that Friday night game.
Well, it is, and we made things interesting. You know, I will say that after they scored those two goals, bang, bang, the first 5 minutes of